The Strand Bookstore in New York's East Village is surrounded by huge buildings belonging to New York University. It is more than 84 years old and is among the oldest cultural institutions in New York. It's affectionately known for the row of tables outside filled with $1 books. Strand manager is Nancy Bass Wyden, the granddaughter of the store's founder, Benjamin Bass. Nancy and her father, Fred Bass, say the store owes at least part of its success to its location in New York City.
We were very fortunate to be in New York City. It's the cultural center of the world. So we have access to these great libraries in used form. We have authors coming in here all the time. We just have this kind of access that a big chain store can't have in Des Moines, Iowa.
Nancy is married to U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. She began working at the store as a student. Her dad, Fred, who is now 86, has worked here since he was 13. Although the Borders book chain has declared bankruptcy and announced plans to close its remaining stores, Fred Bass says there's a reason Strand is still in business.
We've got the books. We've got the books at the right price. We keep getting fresh books in. Our turnover is enormous. We buy private collections. We get material that no other bookstore carries. We've got a building here with five floors of books, 10,500 square feet, jammed with books. And there's a constant stream of books coming in.
Neil Winokur is a Strand's book buyer.
All day long, people, there's a line usually all day long of people waiting to sell us books. And you go through the books and you make them an offer.
In addition to used books, Strand has a rare book division that is the envy of major libraries.
If you want a copy of Huckleberry Finn, we could have, 15, 20 different kinds of varieties, including a signed Mark Twain.
Most of them are really serious collectors coming up here. We carry a lot of collectibles, and the price range here runs from $15 to $45,000. For a copy of Ulysses, illustrated by Matisse and signed by Matisse, but also signed by James Joyce.
The Strand also helps people build their own book collections. Miguel Soto is a Strand's personal library advisor.
You tell us what subjects you like, what artists you like. Do you want art books? Do you want trade size? Do you want biographies? Do you want travel books? You tell us what you need, and we'll go around the store, check the inventory, and pull it for you.
Some booksellers have seen their sales fall with the growth in electronic books. E-book sales have gone up 10 times since 2008, according to an industry report.
We've not gone the e-books route at all. We have a lot of customers that really do not like e-books.
The customers we get are very intellectual. It's not just the older professor-type people coming in here. It's younger people coming in here asking for Heidegger and Wittgenstein and reading Aristotle and the good literary works and things like that.
Despite the brutal market for booksellers, book sales have been rising. An industry survey shows that in 2010, almost $28 billion worth of books were sold in the U.S., a 5.6% increase in 2 years. In New York, Beinam Nategi for Voice of America.